sweet old-fashioned sayings that still linger in my mind. There are dear old-fashioned words that never die. There's a homely little sentence I remember when a child. I recall first with a smile and then a sigh. Good night. God bless. Nothing more, nothing less. When we were children, our mothers would say the same sweet words in that same old-fashioned way. Good night. God bless. Every word is just a sweet caress. There's a wealth of true affection in those simple little words. Good night. God bless.
Good evening, everybody. I've got a little book here, a little joke book. We call it Henderson's Joke Book. This is the kind of book, if you keep it at home, either makes your wife feel very happy or puts you in the hospital. Joke over. And talking about wives, I would like to mention that my wife is a very, very excellent cook. She's what one would call a religious cook. Everything she sends up is either a sacrifice or a burnt offering. Joke over. Cook. She makes a wonderful omelette for six with two eggs and a bicycle pump. But what I don't like about her is that she's always hungry. When I say she's always hungry, her stomach has no memory at all. She's got what one would call galloping consumption. She eats and runs. Joke over. Mind you, she's got a wonderful family. Comes from a very clever family. Her brother, of course, which is my brother-in-law, came for a cup of coffee and stayed 4 years. I thought we should have to burn the house down to get rid of him. But she's got a wonderful family. Her father, of course, he's the eldest. He's the idol of the family. He's been idol for 10 years. But he's got a very nice job now. He's got you call a rocking chair tester. Now, I really shouldn't keep talking about my wife. I ought to tell you some of these Scotch jokes we've got in this book. But mind you, I really don't like them. I think they're libel. I heard one the other day about three people going in for a drink. One was an Englishman, one was an Irishman, and one was a Scotsman. They ordered three glasses of beer, and a fly flew in each. The Englishman flicked his out, the Irishman blew his out, and the Scotsman wrung his out. Joke over. And talking about Scotch jokes, I have some very generous Scotch friends. I have one touring round the country with me now, just to see the world in comfort. We lost him for 4 days in Schenectady, but we found him. He was on one of those streetcars where you pay as you leave. He told me he was very anxious to see a ball game, so I took him to see the Cubs play while we were in Chicago. Said he enjoyed the game very much. Next day threatened to sue them for an accident. Fell out of a tree, but he's generous and all that kind of thing. And what I don't like is 90% of the monologists that come on the stage, they want to take a dirty crack at Harry Lauder. Now, I've come in personal contact with Harry Lauder on many occasions. And not only is he a very generous man, but also a very hospitable man. I met him a few weeks ago up in Scotland, went up to his home, had plenty of old Scotch without the necessity of having your teeth out or your tonsils backfiring. Joke over. Then we had old songs like A Wee Doc and Doris. Do you remember Laura singing A Wee Doc and Doris? I'll give you my idea how he sings it. You can have the anaesthetic before Rata. Here goes. A Wee Doc and Doris. Just a wee doc and Doris, just a wee dog, that's all. Just a wee dog and Doris, before we gang a war. And there's a wee wife waiting in a wee button bend, when you say it's a brabrek mumliknecht, then you're all wrecked, you can. Wee duck and Doris, you can. And when they give you a wee duck and Doris in Scotland, they call it the last drink. Just as I was going, Harry said, have you enjoyed yourself, Dick? I should say I have, says I. Well, he said, would you care for a wee duck and Doris? And I said, thanks very much, Harry. And he played it for me on the Victrola. The joke is completely over. And, oh, by the way, I'm awfully sorry. I'm really here to sing songs, not crack jokes. And I have a lovely little song, like about my girl, my baby loves everybody, but she can't love everybody because she doesn't know everybody. Joke over. Charlie in the parlor, Kate upon his knee, Father in the next room, dozing peacefully. He was very nervous, acted like a dunce, for she'd never been kissed before, not even once. She stammered and she stuttered and she cried, no doubt, and every now and then you'd hear a shout. Da-da, da-da, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, come and see what Charlie's doing. Da-da, da-da, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, I can see the trouble brewing. He slapped his face, pulled out his hair and found it such a thing. But if he sings like this, oh death, where is thy sting? Da-da, da-da, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, come and see what Charlie's doing. Polly in the next room smiled and winked his eye, made him think of mother in the days gone by. They had no cosy parlours or pictures in the dark, they had to sit and shiver in the park. It took him back to happy days of long ago, and every now and then you'd hear a shout. Da-da, da-da, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, come and see what Charlie's doing. Da-da, da-da, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, I can see the troubles brewing. He's blocked the door, turned out the light, and I got such a thrill. He said he would if he could and he should, and I really think he will. Da-da, da-da, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, come and see what Charlie's doing. Da-da, da-da, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, come and see what Charlie's doing. He says that I'm an angel and a heavenly little thing. If angels feel like I do, oh death, where is thy sting? Da-da, da-da, oh, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, come and see what Charlie da-da-da-doing. Yeah, well, joke over.